Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of An Axe to Grind. My name's Chris Gary at Channel 7 and with us is our league expert, Origin great Broncos Premiership winner Trevor Gilmister. Gilly, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Chris. Good to see a bit of rain about, buddy.
Finally.
Nice.
It is nice. Not as nice as your tipping. The Titans are going to destroy you this year. You've got to tip them every week now because you work for them and they're not playing well.
Yeah, well, mate, yeah. You got to read in between the lines there. I've been pleased with their effort, mate. Just execution with the footy and just that understanding, especially on their left side last week against the Sharks, was a bit disappointing. So work hard, mate, and hopefully got a tough one this weekend against the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, that pack's got to do more. Jai Arrow's been amazing, but outside of that, they've got to do more. There's too much quality there in that pack for them to concede the points they're conceding.
Yeah, I suppose when you turn the ball over a bit as well, and I thought they held their own pretty well in the Sharkies pack pretty good last week, but obviously that left edge let a few tries in. Sean Johnson was pretty lethal with his passing too on that left-hand side, so hopefully they get that together this week.
And one of the things you did tip pre-season, and I'm not sure if I believe you, but it's working well so far, is you actually thought the Sharks would go well this year and upset a few teams when most people are writing them off.
I just think they're one of those teams who loves a bit of a controversy, a bit of a dogfight. You know, obviously the salary cap dramas and stuff like that. I think that's probably galvanised the team a little bit. They've got some good young players coming through as well. Some teams, the controversy doesn't faze them, you know what I mean? That's where you need good leaders in your side and blokes who don't get rattled too easily, and I don't think they're in that position. I think they're going pretty good, really, to be honest.
Yeah, and they play the Cowboys this week, which will be a good test. We'll get to that in a little bit. First, let's just delve into, I guess, what's the issue of the week, and that is concussion, namely through Isaiah Yeo at the Panthers, who was concussed in round one, was then named and played in round two and was knocked out in the first half of round two, was then cleared somehow. I'm still perplexed because he was clearly very groggy, was then cleared in concussion protocol, went back out in the second half, scored a try and played well and did appear to have no ill effects of that concussion. I guess you played in a different era where concussion was treated very differently.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with the way that it's treated now?
Oh, mate, the protocols they got now is very, very strong. He must have passed every test, and if that's the test they pass and he's passed it, I think it can't be stronger than what it was, or what it is, I should say. And it's much better than, you know, the days when I was playing, and obviously the litigation that went on with the NFL, in the last couple of years has been phenomenal. The amount of money that's been brokered in litigation, you know. I think league does a very good job. And geez, you wouldn't want to be a doctor, would you, sitting on the sideline saying someone's right and someone's not right? And you know, obviously there's pressure from upstairs, you know. But you got a club doctor as well, so obviously. And everyone says, oh, that's a bit, you can't take the club doctor's word for it. But, mate, they're professional doctors. their number one priority is to look after the person first rather than the player. You know what I mean? So I'm all for what's going on at the moment. And if you're allowed back on, obviously he's gone through all the protocol.
Yeah, and credit to Penrith, they stood him down for this week's round as well. So they are trying to do the right thing. I think, if anything, I think concussion protocols rorted in the other way, and that players pretend to be concussed when they're not.
Well, I think, too, when it's an amazing amount of... the doctor, you can't question them. When someone gets a big front rower gets a bit of a head knock around the 18th, 19th minute mark, and supposedly... and then he comes back later on after he's recovered, But, it's a questionable thing that's going on. But, I mean, as I said, I wouldn't want to be a doctor.
No, but, I mean, it's very easy for a player to tell the doctor, I'm not seeing straight.
Of course it is. And you get a cut on your head now, or a bit of blood on your head now, and the trainer just goes head bin straight away. He just pats to the top of his head because he's got a cut on his head, And there mightn't even be anything wrong with the player, but he's got a cut on his head, so it's a head bin, so it's a automatic replacement, a free interchange. So you can go right into it about the interchange again. I think the interchange should come down again myself personally, but then you'll probably see that happening more, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, you would. I guess that's one of the fallouts, I guess, you would have.
Yeah. But
it's very easy to manipulate. It's always middle forwards. It's never spine players.
Exactly right.
Right. But I don't know what the answer is either.
No. I mean, as I said, geez, you wouldn't want to be a doctor, would you?
No, not at all. Let's just get to, the main game for people up in Queensland this week is what's become a bit of a grudge match, the Broncos and Dragons. The Dragons dominated last year in both encounters, won them easily, including week one finals at Suncorp Stadium, blew them off the park, their forwards just ran riot. I remember being stunned by that result. I just remember going, what the hell happened to Brisbane?
Yeah, no, you're right. And I heard that many people say how disappointed they were to see the Broncos go out like that, in that fashion. So it's him scoring three tries, I think. I don't think you'll see that happen again. But, mentally, they do have a little bit of an edge on them. So maybe, as I said, I can't see that happening again. But remains to be seen whether the Broncos can back up that effort again. And we've seen that how many times? You see it every weekend, don't you, about teams have a really good win and they can't back it up the next week. I'm not saying the Broncos, I don't think they can back up that effort again. I'm pretty sure they can't. And that's what Anthony Seibold will be stressing to his team this week, that they've got to back up that same effort, and especially in the areas, and everyone says it, like your kick chase and things like that, your support play and things like that. That's an energy effort type area, and that's the area he'll be stressing. Sometimes the bounce of the ball go against you, but the effort areas, that's what they'll want to see, the same commitment. And so, I think the Broncos will win, but I don't think they'll get it all their own way, that's for sure.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't. I'm probably going to tip the Broncos, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Dragons won.
Yeah, Nate Frizzell as well, that's my concern.
And DeBellin obviously out,
He's a big loss. If he was playing, I'd say, it's a 50-50 chance, but Frizzell's a big loss from mine, and obviously Jack DeBellin not being there as well. So, they're a bit light on the forwards at the moment, I think, the Dragons.
Yeah, I really do not understand Mary McGregor's recruitment of Corey Norman and completely restructuring their spine. If they lose this Thursday, that restructure has to go. I just don't get it, because you had a good thing last year. They beat Brisbane. They almost beat the Rabbitohs in the finals. I just don't understand why so much tinkering.
Maybe they thought Gareth would have might ducked off early. Maybe they were just covering their backside, what was going on. And I know they said they expected the commitment from Gareth Widdop, obviously at least this year. So Maybe they were just covering their backside and put a bit of pressure on their halves. Yeah, like Dufty too. Like he's a great runner of the footy, isn't he? You know what I mean? So
oh, he is. Yeah,
he needs his hands on the football. So yeah, Paul McGregor's probably in a bit of a catch 22 at the moment. He's trying to get all these good players on the field at the same time, but no good if your forward pack's not gelling together and not playing well. So I think that's the least of their worries at the moment, the halves. I think the forwards need to aim up a bit better.
Yeah, and Corbin Sims, his first game of the year, he'll help. Yeah. He was disastrous for the Broncos in that game last game, coughed up a lot of possession. But having said that, he is typically a good player. So that helps. And on the Broncos side, it was David Fifita was playing in the second row in that finals game, and Tarek Sims gave him a bath. So you've got to wonder how that matchup goes again.
Yeah, exactly right.
Let's do.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Let's move on then. We've got a couple of games on Friday. Oh, well, just finally on that, do you feel as though the Bronx need this game? I feel like they need to win because if they lose this, they're 1-2, and then they head down to Sydney to play the Roosters.
Oh, 1-3, yeah.
Well, they'll be 1-2 if they lose on Thursday, and then they'd head down to play the Roosters, where they'd effectively be 1-3 because I can't see them beating the Roosters.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, yeah, it is. It probably is, and it's a game that I would have banked on. Obviously, the big thing about this is getting momentum too early in the year as well. You know, the Tigers 2-2, aren't they? You know what I mean as well. Who would have thought that? You know, so you know, Parramatta as well. So I mean, so if you can get off to that bit of an early skip out from the other teams. Give you a bit of a buffer, and the big thing about it though is it brings in confidence to your team, especially when you've got quite a few new players in your side. Not the Broncos have, but the teams that with a different spine and different this type of thing, you know, different players in different positions, they get confidence out of it. Where if they do lose the first couple of games, they start to doubt themselves. Oh, we're doing the right thing, and we're just not gelling and things like that. And that's probably something that's happening with the Titans a little bit in the halves at the moment as well. So, but anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow night in the Bronx.
Yeah, and then on Friday night we have. We'll just run through these quickly. A couple of games that don't particularly excite us up here in Queensland. Raiders and Knights in Canberra. What's your tip there?
Yeah, Raiders weren't too bad against the Storm last week, and they were at home, so I'm going to go the Raiders.
Yeah, I agree. Eels, Roosters. I don't believe in the Eels' form. I think they're probably a bit better than we thought, but I still don't see them making the eight. I don't see them winning more than 8 or 9 games this year.
Yeah, well, they obviously got off to a good start, and as I said, the lesser teams, if they can do that, they build a bit of confidence. Roosters have got a couple out too, so. And they've got a little bit longer to recover too. The Roosters, they played on Sunday, the Eels so too as well. So I think the Roosters will win that one.
How good was Luke Currie the other day? He was sensational.
Yeah, obviously Cooper Cronk not being there, and sometimes it. Mutcham come out of their shell a little bit more. We've seen that in the grand final, didn't he? He was outstanding.
Yeah, and Lachlan Lamb as well. Good to see him debut. Now, yep. As I understand, he was born and raised in Sydney, but qualifies for Queensland, doesn't he? Under the father's son, I believe.
Well, I hope so.
On Saturday, we have Seagulls and Warriors. Danger game for the Warriors. They were poor last week, made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, I think they'll be a lot better actually playing this game in Christchurch. So, you know, I think it'll be a lot of emotion in that game too. So they keep their feet on the ground and think about footy. Yeah, the Warriors, the Seagulls. I think is Tom Dravojevic possibly back this week? He'll be big in for the Seagulls. But, yeah, I think the Warriors over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. That emotion will feed into them. Cowboys and Sharks, I find this to be a fascinating game because, I mean, that Cowboys back line is just, you read it, you list the names, you just think, what threat is there? And they're missing their best forward as well.
Yeah, I mean, he shuffled the side around a little bit too, hasn't he?
Yeah, so Tamari Martin goes to fullback. Jake Clifford comes into the halves. And Kahu goes to centre.
Yeah, obviously trying to work out that back line. So, it's I suppose the pack now, obviously no Tom Lalo, so I mean that's a big loss for him. So the other fellows have to aim up there. This game's a 50-50. I've tipped the Cowboys, but the Sharks, I think they're going okay without being outstanding. So, but I think the Cowboys would be disappointed about last week. That's the only reason I'm thinking they might bounce back.
Yeah, I'll be tipping the Sharks there, I think.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I think they can get it done. Panthers, Storm, this is another fascinating battle. Two teams here I think that will end up in the top four. How do you see this going?
Good win last week. The Panthers and the Storm, but I don't know. I just think the Storm are a bit more professional than the Panthers. Still hot and cold a bit. The Panthers, I think the Storm just might be a bit more consistent. That's all.
Yeah, I agree with that. Tigers, Bulldogs, the Dogs were good for 25 minutes or so, and then.
Yep.
They were awful, and he's run the changes, DP. Credit to him. He's made five changes to the starting side.
Yeah, well, mate, they'll be a lot better. And I think the Tigers have been a little bit lucky with the draw too early.
Yeah, I agree.
To be honest, I think the Tigers. And you only got to go on last week. The Dogs definitely will be better than last week, but. Yeah, you've got to go the Tigers.
Well, I was wondering, I was actually talking to a couple of people at Broncos this week about how many players from the Bulldogs would make the current Broncos team or the Rabbitohs team, for that matter, or the Storm team. Maybe Dylan Napa would probably make, a few of the better teams, but outside of that, there's basically no one.
Well, Josh Jackson would probably get a start somewhere as well.
Yeah, but, he's a quality player. Not playing to his potential.
No, it's hard, though, when you're a taller like he is and just... He does the same job every week. He doesn't stand out for anyone, so he kind of gets pushed to the back line. I'm a bit of a fan of him, so I'd like to see him get a bit more recognition, but anyway, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Well, I'd say you're right. Josh Jackson, Dylan Knapp would probably make the Broncos bench, probably make the Storm bench, and that's about it, really.
Yep.
Kieran Foran is, I feel for him in a way because of the injuries, but he's just not the player he used to be.
Well, he did come out, he looked really sharp, didn't he, the first 20 minutes? Mm. You know, so as you said, but the whole Bulldog side did, you know, so Dean Pay, obviously he'd be disappointed. As you said, he's made some changes, so look out if they don't perform this week.
Yeah, you got to think Dean Pay's under the gun, and so is if Mary McGregor too, if the Dragons don't start winning. Now, you've got to sell me on this, mate. Why can the Titans beat the Rabbitohs? Because I look at that and I think the Titans will be lucky lucky to lose by 20.
I've kind of thought about it, and I watched the game again yesterday. As I said, just that left-hand side, and if they don't fix that, they'll be in serious trouble. Reynolds and passing, down to that side will be a carve-up if they don't get that together. But overall, mate, they're in that. They're three times they're over the line in the first 12 minutes, and overall they're over the line four times. You know, the Titans couldn't get the ball down. So I don't know. If they can get off to a good start, I just think they get a bit of confidence. Hopefully GI is not playing this week. I think they need to rest him, Chris.
Yeah. Well, the way he's been playing, he has been playing that well, though. So he, the Dragons sort of targeted him last week, actually, with Laffey. So you never know.
I know how Wayne operates. When blokes have had a bit of a checkered pre-season, whether through injury or, you know, they've had a couple of little niggles and here and there, he normally likes to leave them on the field and play. Mm. Yeah, that, get their match fitness. That's and I know that for a fact. I've seen him do it before. You know, so I reckon he'd be trying to make GI play, providing he's not going to hurt it anymore, if you know what I mean. So
so he gets the weight down and the fitness up.
And I possibly should give Burgess and Reynolds a spell too, I think. So.
And Cody Walker and Johnston, yeah. That might help. Well, I mean, that's the thing, though, isn't it? That back line of the Rabbitohs with the indecision in some of that edge defence from the Titans.
Oh, no doubt about it, mate. Adam Reynolds has got the best kicking game by far in the competition. He is poles apart from the next player. I know Cooper Cronk's got a good kicking game, a couple of blokes got good kicking games, but Reynolds has got the best kicking game by a mile. So long and short. So, it's going to be a tough game down there, no doubt about that. And then they got Monday they jump on a plane and they go to New Zealand to play over there. So
it's a brutal start, isn't it?
So it's one of those things that you get a good win against the Rabbitohs and no one's going to rate them a chance to win. Everyone will be tipping the Rabbitohs and so they should be. But if you want to get your season on a roll, you get some confidence, that, you know, no better time than now.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, we'll let you get on a roll and get some confidence ahead of another boot camp later this week. thanks for your time, Gilly. See you, mate.
Righto, buddy.